A full investigation of the Egremont Police Department was ordered by the town's select board in early March after seven of the small town's unionized police officers came forward in February describing, among many issues, a hostile work environment with Police Chief Rena Bucknell. Bucknell was placed on paid leave and Pomeroy Resources of Plymouth was hired to conduct the review. Charles Flynn, vice chair of the Egremont Select Board, said that after reading the final report, he believes the town government took the right course of action.
It confirms what we did back in February. I think we did the right thing to suspend the chief at that time with pay pending an investigation. Now we need to go the next step.
The 41-page report on the police station's operation and management made 20 recommendations addressing concerns throughout the department. Chief Bucknell's behavior at the department was noted, although the consultants could not prove officers had experienced a hostile work environment by legal definition. The report noted Bucknell's micromanagement of the staff. In interviews, officers told consultants that the chief had prevented officers from communicating with other town employees, kept close tabs on patrol miles, work hours, and prevented staff from using devices, including calculators and a copy machine. The police force has experienced a high turnover rate of personnel as well. Since Bucknell became chief in 1998, more than 60 officers have come and gone. The report also found that many of the town's officers had been inadequately trained at the basic level. Kevin Moran, managing editor at the Berkshire Eagle, which posted the report online for public viewing, said that in communicating with acting officer in charge Jeremy Pilone, the department is already taking steps to resolve many of the issues outlined in the report.
Obviously, they've got some work, to take care of. They've got some training issues right now that they told us over the weekend that they are, taking care of, making sure that, they do the best job that they can, apparently, to considering the circumstances of what the Pomeroy report revealed.
But issues beyond workplace training and staff relations were also found. It was found that a second floor stockroom had been filled with unused equipment, including thousands of rounds of ammunition, police uniforms and patches, and electronics, including unused computers and cameras. Police evidence was also found to be mixed with police equipment. Investigators also discovered a 200-person hot list containing the names of town residents. A memo was posted stating in part, quote, many of these individuals warrant an increase in attention, as well as an awareness of their presence in this town, unquote. Charles Flynn was shocked to learn of the existence of the hot list.
Yeah, this is the United States of America. I didn't think we had hot lists in America.
Kevin Moran said that other members of the select board informed the Berkshire Eagle that a search for a new interim police chief would be underway shortly.
The Egremont select board indicated to us over this past weekend that they are in search of, I guess they described it as an interim police chief. Right now they have an officer in charge, and they want to get someone on board who can kind of take the 20 recommendations that the Pomeroy report made and get cracking on those and making sure that the Egremont Police Department is in a functioning capacity.
Law enforcement and other Berkshire County communities have been supportive of Chief Bucknell. She received praise from her secretary as well and by staff at the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. Moran said that the Berkshire Eagle has been unable to contact Chief Bucknell. WAMC has also left unanswered messages. For more information, visit our website, WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.